Welcome to the Inner Chamber. I'm Sister Saya. This is the second part of Archetypes in the Foundational Series, Season 2. First things first, give yourself a break. Human consciousness doesn't mature all at once. It unfolds through stages, and each stage is governed by different archetypal forces. The model I work with, persona, then self, then deiform, describes orientations of consciousness. Basically, it's about what you're oriented toward when you decide things, take action, and make sense of the world. Are you looking inward or outward? Each stage has a function, and each one becomes limiting when you mistake it for the whole picture. Let me walk you through them. Stage one, the persona, the archetype of adaptation. The persona is your social self. It's the interface between you as an individual and the world around you. It gets shaped by cultural norms, family expectations, survival needs, and social roles. The persona is what allows you to function, belong, and be understood by others. Archetypally, the persona is governed by things like the mask, the role, the servant, and the performer. At this stage, your identity is externally referenced. Meaning is borrowed from outside yourself. You assume authority exists somewhere out there and not within you. Now, here's the thing. The persona is not false. It's just incomplete. When you over-identify with the persona, you end up living reactively. Your sense of self depends on approval, compliance, rebellion, or performance. Your thought patterns get shaped primarily by external forces rather than any kind of inner authority. The persona's function? Adaptation. Its limitation? Dependence. Stage two, the self, the archetype of integration. The self emerges when you start to question the persona. This is the stage of individuation. That's Carl Jung's term. And it's all about recognizing that your identity isn't reducible to roles, masks, or expectations. Archetypally, the self, when it's mastered, is governed by the seeker, the witness, the interrogator, the inner authority. Here's where consciousness turns inward. You begin to observe your thoughts rather than being governed by them. Those inner contradictions you used to avoid, now you're examining them. Archetypal forces like the hero, the rebel, the victim, the caregiver, you start recognizing them as patterns rather than who you actually are. This is where self-mastery begins. The self is capable of discernment. It can hold tension without collapsing. It recognizes that so much of what was once felt deeply personal is actually structural or archetypal. The self's function is coherence, its limitation, isolation. Without a higher orienting principle, the self can become self-referential. You get trapped in endless introspection, meaning-making, self-improvement. And remember the Kabbalion here. Everything exists on a spectrum. So I'm just going to add a quick note on individuation. Individuation, again, that's Carl Jung's term, describes the process by which you become psychologically whole. It involves integrating unconscious material into awareness, differentiating yourself from the persona, that's the social mask, recognizing and integrating your shadow material, and establishing the self as an organizing center that's distinct from the ego. Individuation is interpersonal. It happens within your psyche. Its aim is coherence and wholeness, not transcendence, not moral perfection, just wholeness. Sage 3, the deiform, the archetype of orientation. Now, the deiform, this refers to a state of orientation, not a belief. It describes what emerges through and after self-mastery. It's when you understand how your inner world works and you're able to govern your thoughts, choices, and actions from clarity rather than reaction. In this state, meaning is no longer borrowed from external authority, impulse, or identity. You recognize the patterns shaping both your inner life and the world around you, and you respond with discernment rather than compulsion. The deiform is not about becoming divine or transcending your humanity. It's about become oriented, living from inner authority, responsibility, and coherence. Archetypally, the deiform is governed by the sovereign, the wise architect, the lawgiver, and the source. At this stage, meaning is no longer constructed solely from your personal psyche. You recognize pattern, order, and intelligence operating across both inner and outer reality. The macro and the micro, they're understood as reflections of the same organizing principles. As above, so below. The deiform doesn't override the self, it stabilizes it. This is where self-governance becomes possible. Not control, it's alignment. It's not obedience, instead it's orientation. Action arises from clarity rather than reaction or self-concept. The deiform's function is integration across scales. Its limitation, when it's understood, is projection. When you mistake it for an external authority, the deiform collapses back into the persona-based religion or ideology. But when you embody it correctly, it restores sovereignty. So here's an important distinction, something crucial to understand. Individuation says, I am whole. Deiform says, I am oriented. You can individuate and still remain self-referential. You can collapse meaning into personal psychology. You can lack a stabilizing principle for ethical or structural governance. Deiform completes what individuation begins. It introduces order, orientation, and responsibility without needing external authority. The movement from persona to self to deiform mirrors the transition from unconscious participation to conscious authorship. The persona is governed by archetypes unconsciously. You don't even know they're running you. The self recognizes and integrates those archetypal forces. You see them for what they are. The deiform orients those forces toward coherence and responsibility. You work with them intentionally. This progression allows you to recognize macro-level governing forces. Again, macro is the big picture. Cultural, symbolic, psychological, and recognize your micro-level cognition accordingly. That happens within. Your thoughts become clearer. Your reactions slow down. Your choices expand. Self-governance is not the absence of archetypes. It's fluency with them. This model that I'm giving you doesn't promise transcendence from the world. I will never promise that. It offers literacy within it. And literacy, that's power. Not over others, but over your own perception. Know thyself. Just a little note about season two in this podcast moving forward. These episodes are meant to be companions to the written material on theinnerchamber.com. The written material is different. It's definitely more dense and complex. I offer visual learning aids and a lot of free PDF bundles and a lot of free material. You don't need a membership for most of the material on the website. So I invite you to check out the Inner Chamber, where I have organized and given you a lot of information to start you on your self-mastery journey. If you would like more advanced guidance, I do offer that as well. As always, my goal is to help my human family expand your minds, to decode reality and master the mechanics of reality. It is entirely possible. I've walked down many esoteric paths, and what I've discovered is that the true magic lies within, in self-mastery. Until next time.